Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed soul. This is your friendly neighborhood cyberspace Torah activist, Donzo Zigulben, and we're live because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachmim, instructions of mercies. This is the 86th class of Soho class. Soul being an acronym for S7O, oldest, original U, universal L laws. Axiomatic seven teachings coming from ancient times, which preceded Israel, which preceded Isaac, Yitzhak, Yivinu, Jacob, Israel, Yaakov, Israel, and even Abraham. Avram Avinu, our patriarch Avraham, right before he was known as Avram as Avram or Abraham. These were teachings which were transmitted to Noah and his three blessed sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, when they emerged from that ancient ark over 4,115 years ago. And Tirsa, I'd like to describe those seven axiomatic commandments. Number one, not to blaspheme the Creator with the name of the Creator. Number two, not to commit premeditated acts of murder. Number three, not to commit idolatry. Number four, not to commit adultery. Five, not to commit acts of stealing. Six, not to eat the living animal while still alive. Number seven, to raise up righteous steps in every land according to the Creator's plan, which includes also the name of charity, tzedakah, and as well to educate the masses that they are all possessors of that Tzelem Elokim, that divine image. And tonight, blessed souls, we want to go a little bit deeper into the teachings of the Ben Ish Chai, the Chacham Ben Ish Chai, the wise one, the wise Israelite teacher from Baghdad, Iraq, used to be called Babylon, and what the Ben Ish Chai wants us to know in the teachings that I was focusing, the teachings I was focusing on, was the importance of us reevaluating how we go about in perceiving the importance of a human meal, a meal that is consumed by human beings, all possessors of the divine image, and in particular the nation of Israel, and in potential what we can learn out as a universal instruction for all the inhabitants of the world. So let's go into this teaching. Right? You know, the truth is, blessed souls, it was 2 months to this day, on the 26th day of Iyar, that I had written down these notes here, but I didn't give a chance to teach these teachings because of various issues, you know. Sometimes things get in our way. We just have to pave the way to make sure that when we want to make a commitment and do something, we follow through, even on the later date. So here, let's give it a shot. So I'm gleaning from a teaching from the Ben Ish Chai. And blessed souls, let's all know, within the perspective of the meals that we eat during the day, the Ben Ish Chai wants us to know from the customs, the traditions of Israel, that there are 12 normalized times for eating meals, meaning Sunday through Friday, and on the Shabbat Kodesh, the Holy Shabbat, we partake of three meals. The Ben Ish Chai then alerts us to the fact that there are 15 words within the prophetic blessings of the Kohanim, the priestly tribe of the nation of Israel, which you can learn about more by going to Bamidbar, Perik Vav, Psukim, Chaf Dalet to Chaf Vav, or as otherwise known as the Book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 24 through verse 26. Now, the Ben Ish Chai mentioned in one of his other holy works concerning the sections of a person's hand. When we look at the hand from our thumb to our pinky, there are 14 joints from the bottom of the finger to the top, to where the fingernail is. Two with the thumb, and then three joints, or three sections in each of the four fingers that follow the thumb. And that makes up 14 portions. Now, when concluding a meal, Israelites are enjoined to make a semi-communal blessing, which involves three or more men, and the halachic, the Jewish law perception of men are as any human male 13 years or older, which corresponds to the last word of the Kohanic blessing, which is a prophetic blessing which Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, taught to his brother Aaron HaKohen, the high priest. The last word in the Hebrew of the prophetic priestly blessing of Israel, Kohanic blessing, Berkat Kohanim, ends in the word of Shalom, which means peace. Of course, everyone knows Shalom means peace. And therefore, at the conclusion of the semi-communal blessing of three or more Israelites, one of the participants makes a blessing on a cup of wine, which actually corresponds to the 15th word of the Kohanic blessings, which means this, blessed souls. The cup of wine is held in usually the right hand. If a person's right hand is the dominant hand, as opposed to if a person's left hand is the dominant hand, they would hold it in their left hand. And we mentioned before earlier, there are 14 joints from thumb to pinky, two in the thumb, and then four times three joints in the other fingers leading up to the pinky. But again, the taking of cup of wine when you have a semi-communal gathering of three Israelites or more would correspond to the 15th word of the Kohanic blessing. The Ben Ish Chai also wants to know, blessed souls, that the prophetic Kohanic blessings, Berkat Kohanim, correspond to the 15 meals during the week. Because again, there are 15 words in the Hebrew. If we look in the Hebrew, for those of us who know the Hebrew, that there are 15 words in the Kohen's blessing. And it corresponds to the 15 meals of the week, because Sunday through Friday, there are generally speaking two meals. And on Shabbat, that's six. That's six times 2 is 12 plus 3 equals 15. As well, the last meal of the Shabbat corresponds to the 15th word of Shalom, the 15th word in Hebrew of the Kohanic blessing, the Berkat Kohanim. And as well, this third meal is eaten before the conclusion of the Shabbat, Kodesh. So the 15th meal of the week, with Shabbat being the last day of the week, has an element of great peace embedded in it. And we should never underestimate, blessed souls, the value of peace. Because if there is no peace between nations, if there is no peace between municipalities, if there is no peace in one's household, if there is not peace within oneself, then where are the blessings of feasting on the nectar of life? Because life is a type of nectar. Life is, our sages of Israel compared life to like a wedding. It's boisterous, it's full of livelihood, it's full of energy, it's full of positivity, but it's fleeting. So too our lives are fleeting, blessed souls, but there are moments where we can experience transcendence. And this transcendence is by finding ways, according to Torah, to connect to the concept of Shalom. And so Shalom can be attained by the priestly blessings. Shalom can be attained by eating a certain amount of meals if one is an Israelite. And of course, there is another way that we of Israel also recall for ourselves the importance of Shalom, is that when we greet each other on Shabbat, we say to each other, Shabbat Shalom. And that Shalom with which we greet each other as a Shabbat Shalom is corresponding to the 15th word of the blessings of the Kohanim. So what I think would be appropriate now, blessed souls, is for me to read in English the blessing of the Kohanim, and then I would like to read it in the Hebrew, and then we can go into maybe some of Rashi's explanations of this Kohanic blessing, and hopefully all those go in the way of being like Aaron HaKohen, who is known to be a lover of Shalom, Ohev Shalom, Rod of Shalom, a lover of peace and a pursuer of peace between man and man and man and woman. So blessed, so the Kohanic blessing goes like this. Again, from Book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. It's short, but it's very powerful. Chapter 6, verse 24, may the Almighty bless thee and keep thee. Verse 25, the Most High make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And verse 26, the Most High should lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. So let me read it now in the Hebrew. Lurechecha Adonoi v'yishmerecha. The Most High should bless you and keep you. Yo'er Adonoi panoiv elecha v'chunecha. And the Most High should make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious upon yourself. Yisor Adonoi panoiv elecha v'yosem lecha shalom. May the Most High lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. So Rashi explains, where it mentions here, Yevarechecha, that your possession should be blessed. V'yishmerecha, that destroyers not come upon you and take your wealth. For when one gives a gift to a servant, he cannot guard him from all the people. And since robbers can come upon him and take it away from him, what pleasure does he have of this gift given to him by his master? But the Holy One, blessed be he, Rashi continues, is the one who gives and the one who guards. And Rashi says you can go into many midrashic interpretations concerning this teaching, which emanates from a classic work in Torah called Sifrei. Going on to verse 25 with Rashi's explanation, elucidation is very tertiary but very powerful. Yo'er Hashem panav elecha. May the Most High make his face shine upon thee. So Rashi says, may he show you a glad face and a smiling, a shining face. V'chunecha, where he may be gracious unto thee, may he give you grace. So we confer upon all peoples and our peoples of Israel the fact that we of Israel have been blessed to be blessed by these prophetic Kohanic blessings. And then finally, you saw Hashem ponav elecha, and may he withhold his anger from you. So blessed souls, this is just a little taste of what we of Israel experience on a daily basis when the blessings are made in any congregation around the world. When the prayers in the morning, called shachrit, are uttered, and at the point of repetition within our prayers, called Shemona Esrei, that we utter those words. Now, in some communities who are hailing from the Middle East, they in fact have the Kohanim, the priestly branch, come up to bless the people. It can be at certain times just one Kohen, sometimes it's more than one Kohen, more than one of the priestly branch. But the main thing to know, blessed souls, is that peace corresponds to the summation of the priestly, prophetic, Kohanic blessing. And as a teaching in Torah, everything goes after the sealing, or the summation of something. So this is Danzus signing off, summing up that may you see peace in your life, and may all of us be privy with the coming of Mashiach Tikkun, our righteous Mashiach, to witness the renewal of the priestly blessings under the aegis of Mashiach Tzikeinu, the line of Jehu, roar out Torah Chadasha for all of us, Ahav Echad, one of Gur Lechad, one death in Kulanu, for all of us, B'darchin, Darchi Shalom, and peace.